This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
My name is Marcy Prochowski, and welcome to A Taste of Sex Erotic Poetry Readings. One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco is a place of freedom. It's where people come together to explore their desires on a physical level, on an emotional level, on just a raw, raw, raw sensation level. We don't just write it, we live it.
My fingers want to stroke harder and faster than usual. They want to take him under control. My mind says, but what if you're wrong? What if it's not what he wants? How badly will you feel? My hands wind. They stroke with the kind of attention that one might give to kneading dough, where you notice density and texture and the molding of flour and paste beneath your skin. With one hand, I pull on the underside of his cock.
So I want to welcome you again to tonight's Erotic Open Mic, and we'll get going with, we have Kate. The piece called Headspace, and it's about acceptance.
I want to fuck everything up. I want to fidget, fumbling, scattered, sucking. As my lips find their way to your cunt. Tentatively tracing the curves of your thighs with my jittery, knife-nicked hands. Scents of onions and bleach linger after two showers. I'm never working an effect shift again. I'm gyrating frantically in a self-imposed straight jacket underneath a translucent, sexy straight girl dance. Pissed off, lonely, obsessive, and too afraid to throw you down to rip off your pants. Please, tell me I'm hot, tell me I'm good, tell me I'm the one. Let me trip on the tips of my scuffed up slingback pumps and stumble headfirst into your arms. I want to fuck up the flow of my unleashed desire. And still be worthy of your love.
That was good. How about Isaac? This is a piece called A Piece of Meat. Take it away, baby.
Okay. Well, it's dedicated to someone who's not here who asked that I write a piece along these lines. So this is for Miss A. So I'm Isaac, and this is my piece, and it's titled A Piece of Meat. Okay? Women are not pieces of meat. I have been told that repeatedly. What about me? I am a piece of meat. At least I like to think of myself that way, sometimes. The prey, the graceful gazelle as he bounces through the prairies. Objectify me, please. I am a piece of meat. a raw, uncooked, prime piece of meat on display. I like the meat market. Hang me by a hook and show me off. I want to be desired by some hungry thing. To be chosen and bought and taken home by someone. From the meat market. First defrosted. Slowly sitting there, naked, freezing, in the middle of someone's kitchen, making them wait hours until they could start playing with me, tenderizing me, working me over until I'm like putty in their hands. Next, I marinate, sitting in these juices for hours, building the tumescence, the turn on, soaking it all into my raw flesh, drinking in the flavor that will be cooking into me. Saturated with turn on. Like right now. Then you throw me on the grill. I sizzle and pop as though moaning in ecstasy. Waiting for the inevitable mark your grill will leave on my raw, uncooked, exposed backside. Leave me a little rare so my juices will squirt ever so gently into your mouth as you bite into me. I can even bring some friends if you so desire. Some Italian sausage, Polish sausage, rump roast. Nibble, snack, or really chow down. It's up to you. After all, what's so great about window shopping at the meat market?
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
Okay, welcome back. This is Marcy Prochowski, and we're having a taste of sex here tonight at One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco. And this is a collaboration with Personal Life Media at personallifemedia.com. You can also check us out at onetastesf.com. You can also find us on actually a couple of new spots. YouTube. We have some vignettes from Erotic Open Mic, from A Taste of Sex, on YouTube, as well as other great video pieces that you can find on YouTube. So there's all sorts of ways to tune in to what we are talking about and sharing tonight. So the first up, we have Judy with a piece called Do I Look Silly? It's a piece about a male ohm.
Do I look silly, he asks. His open shirt reveals an almost hairless chest and slightly protruding belly. Yes, I say, without much thought, because what other answer is there? This is our relationship. We tease, we're honest, we're familiar. We look for assurances and usually get it, no matter what the words say. His cock is in front of me, flopped over his balls in that unerect way. He's waiting. I want to tease him a little more. I look at his face. Are you ready? Yes, yes, I'm already hard, he says, the impatience showing in his voice. I glance down at his cock, checking it out. He doesn't look hard to me. I imagine the beginnings of it, feel them in my body. I feel tissue pushing out, expanding through the barrier of the tight pink skin. I grab just below the tip and run my fingers down the shaft. He moans slightly, as if we have activated some invisible gremlin. I squeeze tightly as my palm and fingers travel from bottom to top and back again. I feel a confidence this morning that ironically makes me unsure. My fingers want to stroke harder and faster than usual. They want to take him under control. My mind says, but what if you're wrong? What if it's not what he wants? How badly will you feel? My hands wind. They stroke with the kind of attention that one might give to kneading dough, where you notice density and texture and the molding of flour and paste beneath your skin. With one hand, I pull on the underside of his cock. The other works the appendage, traveling slowly up and then abruptly changing direction to come down, surprising him so that he mutters, "Oh, God." I'm maneuvering as if driving a race car, never sure where the next turn is or whether I will topple over if I take it too tightly. I am following sensation, and it is exhilarating. I hear small moans coming from my mouth, and it is now I who am surprised. I rarely moan, not even during my own OM sessions where my body shakes to let the rocket fuel of energy pass through me. Nonetheless, short ahs and ohs escape my mouth. Our sexual energies are merged, and I am turned on in a way that I cannot remember in a long time. We are once lovers, now friends and confidants. I like him, I am attracted to him. We have always had good sex. But for the past few months, a barrier stands between us. I wonder if this is just the way of things. Perhaps we're just meant to be friends. Perhaps we are not meant to have sex, at least for now. Or is the barrier some hurdle that we must pass on the way to a deeper intimacy? Or is the deeper intimacy simply an acknowledgement of how we are now? Can you tell I'm in my head often? These questions run through my mind frequently. But this morning, my mind quiets as my hands take control. I feel free in my sex. It is natural, flowing, even, and real.
And this incredible level of inquiry from our resident journaling leader, Judy, she really leads such an incredible journaling program here at One Taste that gets so many people that don't even consider themselves as writer to tap into sensation. And with, you know, she'll pose just a simple question, usually one that she's been obsessing about herself, she so confesses, and it gets everybody, it's just a launching pad for people to investigate and write and share some really fabulous things. And you can actually participate in our journaling by going to our chat board on our website, which is onetastesf.com. You navigate to chat board, and then oftentimes the question of the day will be posed and people will post their writings there. And we also have a team in New York that's starting to do journaling there as well. So we've got sort of the East Coast, West Coast journaling phenomenon happening. And so I invite all of you to participate. Whoever you are around the planet, you can start to participate with us and play with us in that way, as well as start to explore your own sensuality. So come on board. And that said, we would like to hear from you, my friend. My Italian friend, Marco. This is a piece called Lost the Title. Ooh, yeah, this is a good one. From the stars to the stables in 69 minutes. Oh, and it's sometimes things don't happen the way you plan, but keep a sense of humor and it'll all work out okay, huh?
Grazie, cara. From the stars to the stables in 69 minutes. I spotted an intriguing ad published in an anonymous lady by anonymous lady on a local electronic bulletin board. The mysterious lady was looking for a special way to celebrate her birthday. She wanted a man to pamper her and seduce her from dusk until dawn in the night of her birthday. She welcomed any interested candidate to send her a reply, including a clean portrait of himself and a proposal describing in detail how he was planning to entertain her and seduce her. So I decided to give it a try. I sent her an email presenting my seduction plan and a nice portrait of myself. The picture was taken during vacations, so it was very beautiful, and several years before, but it was still quite credible. My seduction plan included a dinner at an Italian restaurant in San Francisco, a moonlight serenade with my guitar, a small cruise on a real Venetian gondola on Lake Merritt, then going to dance to live music at some saloon on Grand Street, and a visit to an erotic party in the Southern Market before bedtime and some erotic whispering in Italian, you know, cara, cara, cara. The lady sent me a reply, including a few photos of herself. She said she liked my proposal, therefore I was among the few lucky men that were qualified for the final selection. She wanted to talk with me on the phone and to make sure that I was still interested and also attracted to her after seeing her pictures. We had a good phone conversation, and I told her that I liked her. The next day she called again to announce the good news. I was the chosen one. That was great. On the day of her birthday, at 7 p.m. sharp, I went to her house. We finally met in person. She liked the flowers I brought her. We spent some time in her garden where I played a little with her kitties. We chatted about this and that, then we went back inside. I massaged her on the bed. It felt good and we got quite turned on. We decided to modify our plan and take a shower together. We got naked and jumped into the shower. I embraced her wet body. We started to kiss softly and then more and more passionately. Our hearts were beating faster and faster. We got very, very dizzy. We felt lost and disoriented. We were barely able to breathe. It was at that moment that we realized that we had been going too far and way too fast. We ran too far and now we were astray beyond the point of no return. We began to get nervous, so we decided to get back to plan A. That was to go out for dinner. Silently we got dressed. We went downstairs. She entered my car. She was serious and visibly shaken. She apologized and dismissed me. She dismissed me. I apologized too, even though she could not hear me anymore. She was gone. It was 8 or 9 p.m. I took a deep breath of sincere relief. I shook my head and smiled. 69 minutes to fall from the beautiful stars back into the mud. Free falling from being an astronaut on a special mission to Venus to feeling like a jackass in the stinky stables of Mars. All without a safety net. This must be a record.
So you've had a full experience, huh? Now you believe we don't just write it, we live it. I want to thank you for tuning in. This radio show has been brought to you by One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco and Personal Life Media. To contact us, please send us an email at onetaste@personallifemedia.com. You can also find out more information by going to personallifemedia.com or check us out at onetastesf.com. Thanks so much. Thanks for staying tuned in. And thanks, most of all, for staying turned on.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.